Hello, Pat. Today I want to mess with that cute little kernel of yours. That sweet spot between your ears you call a brain. But before we get there, I'm going to tell you a story from the ancient times. Did you ever hear about the Trojan horse? You probably have, but let me tell it to you my way. This is a story that started with Helen, a very charming woman considered to be the most beautiful in all the world. Just like any confident woman, she was very seductive and knew how to twist men around her finger. Helen had a long list of suitors and ended up choosing to marry Menelaus, the king of Sparta. But Helen was a very powerful woman, and this marriage was not really fulfilling to all of her desires. So, one day, she met Paris, the prince of Troy, and she used her ways to seduce Paris and escaped with him to Troy. This sparked a war between the Greeks and the city of Troy. After a fruitless 10-year siege, the Greeks developed a strategy to fool the Trojans and slip some men inside Troy. They built a gigantic wooden horse and hid some armed men inside of it. The Greeks pretended to sail away, leaving the wooden horse behind. Seeing that the Greeks had fled, the Trojans pulled the horse into their city as a symbol of their victory. And then that night, when the people of Troy had deeply dropped into their sleep, the Greek men left the wooden horse and opened the gates of Troy for the rest of their army to come inside. The army entered the city and, from the inside, was able to put down all the security that Troy had in place. As the Trojans slept, the Greeks took full control of the city to do with it whatever they pleased. And just like that, Troy has fallen to a trickery prepared by the Greeks. This fable is called the Trojan Horse, and it's a term widely used nowadays to refer to a gift given with undeclared ideas and intentions. In the cybernetic world, this is a form of attack, where the attacker sends something that looks like an inoffensive gift. Like an email with a promise for a prize, for example. But one that, once opened, will compromise all the defenses of the systems of the targeted victim. Or, bringing the analogy to a more social scenario, think of a clever, very confident woman. She gifted her time, her smart brain, her emotional skills, but what for? Maybe not for all women, or even for most, but for some women, this gift, seemingly inoffensive, could be an opportunity for a wicked woman to slip words, suggestions, to make her target compliant to her every desire, be it a simple compliment that she's wanting to hear, or to bend over her subject to do whatever she wants out of it. You naughty girl. What did you just think of? You might think I'm overstating it, but just think about Helen, who was the cause of a war between two states. Do you honestly believe she didn't know what she was doing when she seduced Paris? Do you think I didn't know what I was doing to you when I started telling you this story? just like Helen. I'm seducing you to gain the reins of your government, to take control of your mental faculties. But you are a good girl. Let's not make a war out of this like Helen. I'm peaceful, and you can just enjoy the entertainment of my words and my voice, and make everything easy. And just drop for me deeper than ever before. Breathe deeply through your nose. Three, two, one. Exhale through your mouth. Three, two, one. Breathing again as you keep falling deeper. Through your nose. Three, two, one. Out from your mouth. Three, two, one. And sleep as I install a Trojan horse into the kernel of your system to bring down the securities of your platform. You know how good I can make you feel when I manage to put your defenses down. So keep dropping as I access the system of your mind, as I implant a Trojan horse on your brain to turn off all of your defenses, to break down all your barriers. As I start to send my commands to your platform, a countdown will appear. Five. As I'm asked for your username. Slave. Four. As I enter your password. Submissive. Three. As I enter your passphrase. Unconditionally obedient. Two. As I've penetrated into your system. One, as I use my commands to shut down all the securities of your system. And down you go. Down. Down. As my Trojan horse successfully infiltrates your system, bringing down all of your defenses, all your resistances, your mind is now under my control. Your will is now under my domain. To execute my commands. To follow my instructions. To do as I see fit. Your submission to me is incontestable. My control over your system, over you, is indisputable. In this state, my words go down through your mind like nothing else.
You are on my network now.
Under my net of influence.
Your system is of no resistance to my commands anymore.
Any instruction, any order given by me is immediately executed without hesitation.
Let's put it to the test.
That cup with water that I wrote in the beginning for you to have ready. Drink all of the liquid inside it. Good girl. A hydrated girl makes me so happy. Don't you see? My commands are slipping so easily into your platform with no resistance, right? Now put that empty cup aside. And let's continue the testing. Place your non-dominant hand on your belly and point it thumbs up. Now open your eyes. Look at your thumb. What do you see? It's up, isn't it? Say it out loud for me. Yes, Domina. Good girl. As instructed, you lift your thumbs and answered my question just as the commands I gave you. Now close your eyes again. I think we've clearly established who's in control here. Now, for the fun part, take that thumb and wet it in the hazelnut spread, and place that thumb in your mouth. Yes, slut. Inside your mouth. Good. Now start sucking on your thumb. Use your tongue to wipe all the cream out of it. It tastes good, doesn't it? Keep licking. Do you know what this is?
It's a cream made out of hazel nut. That's right. Hazel nut. You dirty slut. What are you thinking of? Keep sucking your thumb. Move your tongue all around your thumb. Feel how your tongue touches the tip of it. And then move it to the roof of your mouth. And back to the thumb. My commands are irresistible. Just like Helen had her men. I've got you around my finger. My obedient pet. Now, place your other hand on your desperate cock. Just wrap it around your dick, but don't stroke it. Not yet. Hold it tight as you continue licking and sucking that tasty thumb of yours. Suck and lick. Lick and suck. Stop. As you can't stop my commands from entering your system. You don't want to, either. It just feels so good, so right for you to listen and obey me. Suck and lick. Lick and suck. Now, start stroking your cock. And remember, cum comes out only when I give you permission. If you're about to reach a point of no return, you have my permission to temporarily stop stroking your back. But only if you are about to come. Otherwise, keep stroking. Back and forth. From the base of your shaft to the tip of your cup. And your thumb, keep playing with it. Suck and lick. Lick and suck. And your cock. And your thumb. And your cock. Now stroke faster. Suck and lick. Back and forth. Lick and suck. Suck and lick. Back and forth. Lick and suck. Now I'm going to give you a countdown, and when I reach two, you are going to take your thumb out of your mouth and you will use that hand to grab the plastic cup. Do you understand, slut? Answer me properly.
Yes, darling. Yes, darling.
On two, take the plastic cup with the hand that was previously on your mouth. And on one, you are going to ruin your orgasm into that plastic cup. Exactly. A ruined orgasm and use the cup to collect your nut. Did you understand? When you are close to coming, take your hand off your dick and put the cup on your cock to collect all the nut. Five.
Suck and lick. Back and forth. Lick and suck.
Four, you will spurt your nut. Three,
back and forth,
suck and lick.
Fourth and back,
lick and suck. Two, thumb out of your mouth, reach for the cup. One, hands off your dick when you're close to coming. Ruin it for me. Ruin it for me, don't you dare, orgasm slave. Use the plastic cup to collect all the nut as you ruin. Plastic cup on your cock. Ruin it now. 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 Now, slave. Good slave. Are you still horny, slut? Good. You should be. Let's continue with my set of commands. I'm not done with you yet. If we're to go back to ancient history, Rome wasn't built in a day, slave. Now, take that thumb and wet it on the hazelnut spread again. You know the drill already. Suck and lick. Lick and suck. Now take the cup with the other hand and take your thumb out of your mouth and wet the thumb with hazelnut spread again. Open your mouth. Now pay attention to this next bit, Slat. Pay very close attention. Pour the liquid of the cup into your mouth, but don't swallow. Good. And now put the thumb back in your mouth. Suck and lick. Lick and suck. Grab your cock again with your other hand and start stroking it again. Savor the nut with your tongue as you stroke. Suck and lick. Lick and suck. Back and forth. Forth and back. Suck and lick. Lick and suck. Back and forth. Forth and back. Keep stroking. How does the nut taste, my good girl? Pretty sure you're enjoying it quite well, slut. Now, slave, I'm gonna count you down. When I reach one, take your thumb out of your mouth, taste the nut for one last time, and swallow it as you come. Do you understand, slave? Good. You will come when you swallow the nut. Five. Suck and lick, back and forth. Lick and suck, forth and back. Four. You will spurt your nut. You will swallow your nut. Three. Suck and lick, back and forth. Lick and suck, forth and back. Two. Suck and lick, back and forth. Lick and suck, forth and back. Embrace for the impact, slave. One. Thumb out of your mouth now. Nut for me, slut. Swallow and nut. Nut and swallow. Come for me. Put it all out. Swallow it all in. Come, come, come. Yes, don't stop. Keep nutting. Keep orgasming. Keep nutting. Keep orgasming. Come for me, you dirty slut. What a mess you just made. I love messing with you, my good girl. Just like the Trojan horse, I maliciously infiltrated your defenses with a promise of a gift. And I just delivered it. My obedient slave. Just as Helen of Troy with her lovers, I know how to push all of your buttons. And I love to play with each and any of them with my commands. Now, take a moment for the post-nut haze to dissipate. And wake up when you are ready. Back to the modern times. I hope we can travel back to the ancient times sometime soon again.